睡。
哪有啊？
然后，哎呦 ，It's working.
No, it's working.
I'll play bubble game.
그리스나.
So Hare Krishna to all of you.
Hare Krishna.
It's nice to see all of you here.
非常高兴在这见到大家。
I'm happy I was able to come and spend a little time with you.
我特别高兴能够来到这里，然后跟大家度过一段时间。
Something wrong with each other? Who?
我。好。
You.
My problem.
Okay. My visit will be a little bit shorter.
这一次来看望大家时间挺短的。
Hopefully we'll have an opportunity to hear and chant together. Hear and chant together.
那所以呢，特别希望就是能够有机会跟大家在一起，一起吟诵、吟唱、聆听。
This is a very important process of our bhakti yoga.
这是我们奉爱瑜伽非常重要的程序。
As much as possible, we should always try to take opportunities to increase.Our remembrance of Krishna.
所以呢，我们应该尽最大的努力，不断的增强我们对至尊人 Krishna 的这种记忆。
The most powerful method for accomplishing that is hearing and speaking.
所以呢，最重要的那个方法在我们这条路上是聆听和吟诵、吟唱、讲述。
If we hear and speak, then it will be easier to remember.
如果我们一直不断的聆听还有讲述的话，对我们来说记忆就变得容易了。
Because to always remember is something that's very difficult.
因为要做到一直不断的想着，这是挺难的事儿。
It involves the mind.
因为这需要我们的那个脑子。
And Arjuna has very clearly explained that the mind is very difficult.
而阿朱呢很清楚的就说。要想要让自己的那个心智能够特别的清楚的话，清晰的话是挺难的。
And Krishna has also said that it can be our worst enemy if it's not controlled.
而 Krishna 呢也跟我们说，心念既是我们朋友，也是我们最大的敌人，因为是非常不好控制的。
He says if it's controlled, it's our best friend, but not controlled, it's our worst enemy.
所以如果我们能够控制我们的心念。心念就是我们最大的朋友。如果我们控制不了我们的心念，心念就是我们最大的敌人。
And we may find throughout the day that our mind is going many different places besides Krishna's lotus feet.
而我们就会发现吧，就是我们的一整天，我说每一天都是我们的心念到处纷飞，就是很难放在他的莲花足那儿。
Even though Krishna.Concludes his instructions in Bhagavad Gita by saying, always think of me.
尽管 Krishna 在薄伽梵歌里最后总结说要一直不断地想着我。
But to always think of Krishna, it's a challenge.
但是一直不断地想着他真是一种挑战啊。
We'll leave it like that. We'll leave it at that.
我们这个先放一放，到时候再说。
We can go into many, many details of the kind of challenges we confront.
那呢，我们可以呢去看到有很多很多的我们要面对的这个挑战。
But I believe all of you are probably familiar with it.
但是呢，我想大家其实都挺熟悉这些的。
And anything I would say about it would simply be a confirmation of that which you've already experienced.
我接下来要说的所有这些东西，可能已经是大家已经在体验的。
It's a challenge.
这个真的是挑战。
So, but when we hear and when we speak about, when we have the opportunity to engage our senses, also in a way that's connected to that.
但是当我们去叙述，当我们去聆听的时候，我们等于就是在用我们的这些个感官去跟它在连接。
Because the senses always looking for objects to strike.
因为我们的感官总是在寻找有什么东西，最后把我们吸引过去。
Tongue We say every day before we take prasadam.
哦，就是我们每天吃 prasadam。
It's most difficult and voracious to control the tongue.
啊，因为实际上要控制我们的舌头是非常困难的事。
Very difficult to conquer this tongue in this world.
嗯，在这个世界上，我们要想要控制自己的舌头是很难的事。
Activities of the tongue are speaking and eating.
嗯，而舌头的功效是什么呢？就是说还有吃。
And therefore, when we honoring prasadam, Krishna prasadam, it is a way to we thank Krishna. Thank you for helping us to conquer the tongue.
所以，当我们去荣耀。Krishna 的 prasadam 的时候，我们就会感谢 Krishna 说：“谢谢您，让我们以这种方式来征服我们的舌头。”
Because when we take Krishna prasadam, sometimes we have a tendency to think we eat Krishna prasadam.
嗯，当我们在这个荣耀这个 Krishna prasadam 的时候，我们有时候就有那个倾向说我在吃 Krishna prasadam.
But one who's actually conscious, he knows he's honoring.
啊，但是如果是有那个觉知的话，他就知道说，实际上他是在荣耀。
Eating, yes, we have to eat.
嗯，吃，对，是我们是得吃。
But Krishna is so kind.
但是 Krishna 他是那么的仁慈。
That when he says that if patram pushpam palam toyam, if one offers me a leaf, a flower, fruit or water with love, he accepts that offer.
嗯，他就说一个人如果怀着爱心给他供奉。一点水，一朵花，一个水果，他都会接受。
So he's so kind that he accepts particular types of food which he likes to eat when it's offered with love.
嗯，所以呢，他是那么的仁慈，他就会接受我们怀着爱心给他做的某种他喜欢吃的食物。
And not only does he accept it, but as we know, as we say every morning when we greet the deities that.Krishna can do anything with each and every one of his senses.
嗯，所以我们不仅仅是接受，同时我们早上起来，当我们祈祷的时候，我们说 Krishna 他会以各种各样的方式让我们征服我们的感官，就是 what is the 他的感官每一个感官
yes,
他的每一个感官都可以从事其他的感官从事的活动。
Krishna can eat with his eyes.
所以 Krishna 他是可以用他的眼睛吃的。
We're not Krishna.
我们不是 Krishna.
We have to go a little bit beyond that.
好，我们就是必须是每个感官做他特殊该做的。
It would be nice if we could be fully satisfied if we just could eat with our eyes.
啊，好的，如果我们当然了，就是用我们的眼睛去。品尝能够得到心满意足的话，当然是挺好的事儿。
But Krishna can accept that which is offered to him with love by eating with his eyes.
嗯，但是呢 ，Krishna 呢，只要我们是怀着爱心供奉的，他就可以用他的眼睛去吃。
And then he leaves behind everything that's been offered so that we can honor prasadam.
嗯，所以呢，他品尝了以后，他把这一切又留给我们，让我们可以去。荣耀。
So the tongue, in this way, can be controlled.
那以这种方式，我们的舌头就得到了控制。
When honoring Krishna prasadam.
所以，当我们去赞美、去荣耀 Krishna prasadam 的时候
，the other activity of the tongue is to vibrate.
那它的这个舌头的其他的活动，它就可以就什么震动。
The tongue is used to vibrate sound.
哦，也就是说。舌头除了吃，还有一个发音的功能。嗯。
So therefore, with the tongue, we are speaking.
啊，所以我们用我们的舌头去说话。
And you all have direct experience. I don't have to describe how it oftentimes happens that you find yourself speaking about things that have no connection with Krishna.
大家呢都有经验啊，就不用我再去仔细的说了。每个人都知道，我们经常说很多跟 Krishna 根本没关系的话。
Sometimes we have to speak about certain topics in the course of our daily activities.
有的时候我们需要说一些跟我们的日常活动有关的事儿。
And as a matter of our duties that we have to do for the maintenance of the body.
嗯，那么作为一个职责吧，我们还得就是维系我们的身体。
And sometimes it's very difficult to connect those discussions with Krishna.
所以说，有的时候很难说把我们维系身体啊等等所有这些事都去跟 Krishna 连接起来。
What to speak of when we start speaking about topics that are mundane?
嗯，就更不要说我们去讲一些个世俗的话题了。
It's called Gramya Katha.
它叫 Gramya Katha.
Gramya Katha in Sanskrit means village talk.
那这个梵文 Gramya Katha 的意思就是村姑的那种谈话。
Village talk means when people get together, they sit around.
嗯，就是农村的人的谈话，就反正大家就坐在一起，就开始胡聊海聊了。
Just like in Russia, where I spend a lot of time.
嗯，就像我们在这个俄罗斯，我们花很多的时间。
And also Ukraine.Places.
啊，还有就是乌克兰。
They have these big building complexes.
啊，他们有那个特别大的那种建筑。
And always in the front of the buildings, they have these benches.
嗯，那在这个大的建筑物的前面都会有一些个椅子啊什么的。
And you always see on the benches the elderly men and women they sitting and talking.
然后你总是能够看到在这种大建筑物前面的椅子上就老是坐着一些个老年的男人女人然后坐在那儿一直不断的在讲话
There's so much to talk about
他们有那么多要说的话
They know everything that's going on in their block
啊，也就是说他们就是所有他们接触到的事他们都了解
Village talk
那这种谈话就是农村的那种村乡村的谈话
And just like I remember one time, I visited this devotee to stay in her home.
啊，我就记得有一次我呢去看望一个住在家里头的那个奉献者。
And on the bench was some elderly women.
然后呢，就是在椅子上有一些个老年的妇女坐在那儿。
And when I came, they all knew who I was.
啊，我一旦去了以后，他们都知道我是谁。
They knew I was the GBC.
啊，他们甚至知道我是 GBC.
Oh, they didn't know what a GBC was.
啊，尽管他们不知道 GBC 是什么，但是都知道他是 GBC.
And the devotees never told them anything.
啊，而其实那些个奉献者什么都没跟他们说过。
They know.
他们都知道。
They sit and they talk. They know what everybody's doing and everything.
他们反正就坐在那儿，天天就谈，就是周围所有的人在做什么，他们都知道。
I call them bench warmers.
啊，他说他把他们叫成是，就是让那个椅子变得暖和起来的人。
Sit on the bench, keep it warm, and then they just talk about everything.
他们就每天就坐在长椅上，然后让那个椅子都变得挺有温度的了，然后就巴拉巴拉一直在说话。
Gramya Katha.
嗯，这个就
village talk.
这个就是乡村的谈话。
You know what everybody's husband has done to their wives, and what everybody's father has done to their son.
嗯，他们知道谁家的丈夫对那个妻子怎么着了，谁家的父亲对儿子怎么着了。
You know where he is, where he was when he came home at 2 o'clock in the morning.
啊，
they know.
他们知道他们这个是谁，什么他到哪儿去了，两点钟回来之前又怎么着了，什么都知道。
Tongue vibrates so many unnecessary things.
所以呢，我们的舌头一直在发出很多根本不必要发出的声音震荡。
So this is called Gramya Katha.
这个就称为 Gramya Katha.
And it usually comes under the category of gossip.
啊，然后最终慢慢就成了一种这种叫什么了，闲言碎语，八卦新闻。
But it doesn't do anything to help us remember Krishna.
啊，但是呢，所有这些东西一点都不帮助我们记忆 Krishna.
So, therefore, chanting or speaking about Krishna is another opportunity to engage another sense and connect it to Krishna.
嗯，所以我们这个叙述、聆听有关 Krishna 的一切，就是在。把我们的这些个感官用来跟 Krishna 连接。
And when devotees doing it together, then there's another sense that could be added.
Another sense can be added.
The ears.
Yeah, 就是当这个奉献者们坐在一起做这些事情的时候，那另外的感官也能够 起作用。
Because with the ears, and we can hear topics related to Krishna.
所以呢，我们就可以聆听有关 Krishna 的话题。
So in this way, hearing and chanting about Krishna is a very wonderful opportunity to help us fix our minds on Him.
所以聆听以及吟诵吟唱有关 Krishna 的一切，这是一个非常好的机会，让我们把我们的感官专注在 Krishna 身上。
And Lord Chaitanya declared it as a very powerful, most auspicious method for becoming Krishna conscious.
而 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就说了，这是一种非常吉祥、非常强有力的培养 Krishna 意识的方法。
So therefore, I thank you for this opportunity for coming here, and we'll.Here, chant about Krishna together.
所以呢，我要感谢大家，就是利用了这个机会来到这里。然后呢，我呢就要开始也讲述有关 Krishna。
And I'm also very grateful that even when I'm not here, you're always taking advantage of these opportunities to do the same.
而且呢，我特别的感谢，就是哪怕我不在这儿的时候，大家也是抓住各种各样的这样的机会来做同样的这个事情。
And because this is how we advance in Krishna consciousness.
因为这个就是我们如何在 Krishna 意识当中不断的提升自己的方法。
Although we may struggle on the path of devotional service.
尽管我们在做奉爱服务的这条路上不断的有一种挣扎哈，纷争。
Find the senses are very, very difficult to control.
然后我们就发现我们的感官是那么困难的去控制。
And we may struggle with our mind and our senses.
然后呢，我们也会发现我们总是跟我们自己内心的想法在作战。
But by hearing and chanting the topics that are connected to Krishna.
但是透过聆听和吟诵吟唱有关 Krishna 的话题。
Then it enters into the heart.
那这些信息就会进入到我们的心中。
Those topics enter into the heart and they clean the heart.
这些个话题就会进入我们的心中，让我们的内心感到非常的喜悦。
They clean the heart from all the dust accumulated for so many years.
而且就会清除我们长年累月积累在内心的各种各样的污染。
And therefore, Lord Chaitanya descended.Simply to give us this method of how to cleanse the heart.
正因为如此，柴达尼亚马帕布降临就是为了给我们这样一个如何净化内心的方法。
And he gave us a process called Sankirtan.
所以他给我们这个方法叫做 Sankirtan.
Sankirtan means together.
Sankirtan 的意思是聚在一起，一起。
Alone, very difficult.
一个人。非常困难。
We try to become yogis, ascetics, alone. Very, very difficult.
我们试图就是成为一个瑜伽师，坐在一个没人的地方自己练，很困难。
If we try to retreat to a secluded place.
如果我们试着去到一个什么僻静的地方自己一个人的话
，very difficult.
那要进步非常困难。
Mind immediately starts thinking of what do I do?
那个时候我们的内心马上就开始想，哎，我要做什么
？How do I keep my mind occupied?
我怎么能够让我的心是一直不断的在运作着
？We chant for a few minutes, and then immediately our mind is going off someplace.
我们在那念了几分钟以后，我们的心就跑到别的地方去了。
Just for a few minutes.
只是几分钟就跑了。
Therefore, Srila Prabhupada always cautioned us to not imitate someone like Haridas Thakur.
正因为如此，圣帕帕德总是告诉我们，让我们不要试图去效仿这个 Haridas Thakur.
Haridas Thakur could sit for 21 hours in a secluded place.
Haridas Thakur, 他可以一天21个小时坐在一个没有人的地方。
His mind would never deviate.
他的心从来都不会分心分到别的地方。
Absorbed in Krishna.
他是完全的沉浸在对 Krishna 的意念当中。
So absorbed in Krishna consciousness for 21 straight hours.
21，他的心是那么的沉浸在Krishna意识的状态当中，21个小时。
And the other 3 hours were only for whatever was necessary for taking care of the body.
其他的3个小时就是做一些个能够维持身体的一些事情。
You can imagine he wasn't sleeping very much.
所以大家可以想象一下，他睡的并不多。
He did that every day.
他每天都是这样。
He said, Prabhupada said, if we try to imitate Haridas Thakur and go to a secluded place, we'll simply think of so many forms of gratification.
所以帕帕就是说，如果我们试图去模仿哈瑞达斯塔库的话，跑到一个没有人的地方，坐在那个地方，似乎什么打坐冥想，我们的心就会想各种各样的事情。
Therefore, Lord Chaitanya gave us a process of Sankirtan that we're not doing it alone, but we're doing it together.
正因为如此，查坦尼亚马哈普给我们的方法是一起做，不是独自做，而是一起做。
And therefore, it's a collective effort.
这个呢，就是利用了一个集体的力量。
How to help each other to make progress in spiritual life.
也就是说，我们透过互相的帮助，取得灵性的进步。
The more we hear, the more we speak, the more we chant together.
我们越是用更多的时间说，聆听，吟诵，吟唱。
The more we help each other.
我们就越来越多的互相帮助。
And then, by so doing, then we can feel internally some progress in spiritual life.
通过这么做，我们的内在就能够感受到我们的灵性不断的在进步。
Just like I recently had an experience.
正因为，就像，这个最近我有这样的体验。I
was in Mayapur.
我在马普。
And I was actually a little bit in semi-seclusion for a few weeks. Semi-seclusion.
就是我有几 few weeks.
You know what semi-seclusion is?
Not exactly, but
semi-seclusion means I wasn't completely secluded, but I was partly secluded.
Yes, part. Okay, 就是我差不多有几个星期的时间，我基本上是把自己有点关起来的状态，但是不是完全的，是部分的。Because
I'm always traveling.
Yeah, 就是因为他在这个之前一直不断的在旅行。And
I was taking some time to delve deeper into my studies.
所以呢，他需要有一些个时间，让自己独处，让自己能够更深入的往内在的去学习。And
I was really relishing my reading.
他特别的品尝，喜欢他自己在那阅读。But
every night, not every night, every other night.
但是呢，有的时候那个晚上
，I would my godbrother Shiva Maharaj would come.
他的灵性兄弟希瓦拉马哈拉就会来跟他在一起。And
we'd sit for at least an hour, an hour and a half, and we would just discuss everything that I was reading.
然后他们俩人就坐在一起，然后就谈论这些主题，差不多一个半小时。We'd
read a little bit, and then we'd talk about it from different angles of vision.
他们呢稍微的一起阅读一些经典，然后呢。 从不同的角度来谈论阅读的内容。One
night we only read one verse.
有一个晚上，他们只读了一节诗。And
for the next hour, we're just talking about all these different things.
那剩下来的那一个小时，就在谈不同的跟这诗有关的。It
became more relishable.
然后就是整个的那个过程，就感觉到特别的甜美。Didn't
want to stop.
甚至都不想停下来。It's
just relishable. So many new realizations were just coming just by speaking and by hearing about it.
也就是仅仅通过说以及聆听对方说，就有了那么多这种新的体悟，所以那种感受是非常的美好的。
So alone, it's a bit difficult, but together it makes it so much easier because it becomes relishable.
就是自己一个人这么做。 有一点困难，但是如果是跟其他人一起这么做的话，那个体验就很美妙。
Krishna says much jitam bhagata prana bodhiyakta parasparam katayantas jamamna jastu shantita ramantica. He says that much jitam bhagata, but the thoughts of devotees are always engaged hearing and chanting about me.
Krishna 就说了这个
talks of my devotees.
就是我的那些个奉献者，他们呢总是在一起聆听和讲述有关我，从中得到快乐。
And always discussing with one another about me.
他们总是互相的讨论我。
This is the nature of the devotees. They're discussing about Krishna, and by discussing, then what happens is it becomes more relishable.
所以这个就是奉献者们的。这种本性总是喜欢坐在一起，然后来谈论有关 Krishna 的一切，而透过这样的不断的讨论，那么就感受到越来越美妙的体验。
The thoughts of my devotees dwell on me.
所以呢，就是有思想的。
The thoughts of my devotees, you looked up the verse, right?
Yeah.
The thoughts of my devotees dwell on me. Their mind and thoughts are always thinking about me. Is that right?
Their
lives are fully surrendered to me, and they derive great satisfaction and bliss, enlightening one another, and conversing about me.
Yesterday we read this. 就是那个《薄伽梵歌》里就有这样的一节诗，就是我的那些个优秀的奉献者总是致力于为我做奉爱服务，他们透过互相的，就是聚在一起讨论我、谈论我，而得到极大的满足，就基本上就这个意思。那节诗大家可以查一下。
So this is Sankirtan, doing it together.
所以这个就是 Sankirtan, 一起做。
It's different types of Sankirtan.
这是有不同类型的 Sankirtan。
There's Nam Sankirtan.
有 Nam Sankirtan.
This is chanting the name.
也就是一起吟诵、聆听圣名。
There's Lila Sankirtan.
还有 Lila Sankirtan.
Lila Sankirtan is by discussing Krishna's pastimes.
Lila Sankirtan 就是一起谈论 Krishna 的娱乐活动。
Guna Sankirtan.
还有 Guna Sankirtan.
Discussing Krishna's qualities.
也就是谈论有关 Krishna 的品质。
These are.What's that? I didn't hear what you said.
Rupa.
Oh, Rupa Sankirtan. Yes, Rupa Sankirtan is discussing Krishna's form.
那然后还有 Rupa Sankirtan, 就是谈论有关 Krishna 的形象。
It's all Sankirtan.
所以所有这些都是 Sankirtan.
So, together.
一起。
So we're going to read a little bit from Bhagavad Gita.
所以呢，我们一起来读一下《薄伽梵歌》的一些内容。
Together.
一起。
And, Do you normally chant the Sanskrit together?
Yeah, everybody has books. We can chant.
Everybody has books. That's why I asked.
Okay, 那如果大家都有书的话，我们就一起先读一下梵文，好吗？
第二章第一节诗。
Sanjaya Uvacha.
Sanjaya Uvacha.
Tam.
Tam.
Tata.
Tata.
Kripaya Vishtam
Kripaya Vishtam
Ashru
Ashru
Purna
Purna
Kulekshanam
Kulekshanam
Vishidantam
Vishidantam
Idam
Idam
Vakyam
Vakyam
Uvacha
Uvacha
Madhusudana
Madhusudana
Sanjaya Uvacha
Sanjaya Uvacha
Tam
Tata Kripaya Vishtam
Tantata Kripaya Vishtam
Ashupurna Kulekshanam
Ashupurna Kulekshanam
Vishidantam Idam Vakyam
Vishidantam Idam Vakyam
Uvacha Madhusudana
Uvacha Madhusudana
Sanjaya Uvacha
Sanjaya Uvacha
Tata Kripaya Vishtam
Tantata Kripaya Vishtam
Ashupurna Kulekshanam
Ashupurna Kulekshanam
Vishidantam Idam Vakyam
Vishidantam Idam Vakyam
Uvacha Madhusudana
Uvacha Madhusudana
Sanjaya Uvacha
Sanjaya Uvacha
Tata Kripaya Vishtam
Tantata Kripaya Vishtam
Ashupurna Kulekshanam
Ashupurna Kulekshanam
Vishidantam Idam Vakyam
Vishidantam Idam Vakyam
Uvacha Madhusudana
Uvacha Madhusudana.
Someone want to chant it?
Okay,
okay.
Sanjaya Uvacha
Sanjaya Uvacha
Tantata Kripaya Vishtam
Tantata Kripaya Vishtam
Ashupurna Kulekshanam
Ashupurna Kulekshanam
Vishidantam Idam Vakyam
Vishidantam Idam Vakyam
Uvacha Madhusudana
Uvacha Madhusudana Sanjaya Uvacha
Tantata Kripaya Vishtam
Tantata Kripaya Vishtam
Ashupurna Kulekshanam
Ashupurna Kulekshanam
Vishidantam Idam Vakyam
Vishidantam Idam Vakyam
Uvacha Madhusudana
Uvacha Madhusudana
Sanjaya Uvacha
Sanjaya Uvacha
Tam Tata Kripavyas Vistam
Tam Tata Kripavyas Vistam
Ashupurna Kulekshanam
Ashupurna Kulekshanam
Visidantam Idam Vakyam
Visidantam Idam Vakyam
Uvacha Madhusudana
Uvacha Madhusudana
Sanjaya Uvacha
Sanjaya Uvacha
Sanjaya 说
Sanjaya 说
Tam
Tam
向 Arjuna
向 Arjuna
Tata
Tata
因此
因此
Kripaya
Kripaya
出于同情
出于同情
Avishtam
Avishtam
非常激动
非常激动
Ashupurna Akula
Ashupurna Akula
眼泪汪汪
Ikshanam
Ikshanam
眼睛
Visidantam
Visidantam
感到悲伤
Idam
Idam
这些
Vakyam
Vakyam
话
Uvacha
Uvacha
说
Madhusudana
Madhusudana
杀死妈祖魔的人
Sanjaya said, seeing Arjuna full of compassion, his mind depressed, his eyes full of tears, Madhusudana, Krishna spoke the following words.
Sanjaya 说 Madhusudana Krishna 看尔朱娜满怀同情,心情沮丧,眼泪汪汪,就说了如下的话.
Purport. Material compassion, lamentation, and tears are all signs of ignorance of the real self.
要指物质层面的同情,哀伤和泪水,是对真正自我无知的表现。
Compassion for the eternal soul is self-realization.
同情永恒的灵魂是自我觉悟。
The word Madhusudana is significant in this verse.
在这节诗中 ，Madhusudana 一词意味深长。
Lord Krishna killed the demon Madhu, and now Arjuna wanted Krishna to kill the demon of misunderstanding that had overtaken him in the discharge of his duty.
主 Krishna 曾杀死恶魔 Madhu， Arjuna 现在希望 Krishna 杀死使他在履行职责时推卸责任的恶魔误解。
No one knows where compassion should be applied.
没人知道同情心该用在哪里。
Compassion for the dress of a drowning man is senseless.
同情溺水者的衣服毫无意义。
A man fallen in the ocean of nescience cannot be saved simply by rescuing his outward dress, a gross material body.
对落入无知之洋的人来说，只救他穿的衣服。粗糙的物质躯体是拯救不了他的。
One who does not know this and laments for the outward dress is called a Shudra, or one who laments unnecessarily.
不懂这一点而只为衣服悲伤的人是梳者，梳者才为一些不值得悲伤的事而悲伤。
Arjuna was a Kshatriya, and this conduct was not expected from him.
作为 Kshatriya。Arjuna 不该有这种举止。
Lord Krishna, however, can dissipate the lamentation of the ignorant man.
不过
，for this purpose, the Bhagavad Gita was sung by him.
不过，主 Krishna 能驱除愚昧者的悲伤，至尊主正是为这个目的才唱出了薄伽梵歌。
This chapter instructs us in self-realization.By an analytical study of the material body and the spirit soul, as explained by the supreme authority.
圣 Krishna 至高无上的权威，在这一章中，通过对物质躯体和灵魂的分析，教导我们如何觉悟自我。
Lord Shri Krishna, this realization is possible when one works without attachment to fruitive results and is situated in the fixed conception.Of the real self.
只有不执着于活动的结果，准确地了解真正的自我，牢固地掌握有关自我的真正知识，就可以达到觉悟的境界。
For the sake of prayers, I just maybe need to make a little correction. To something that I said.
哦，我主要我是正在有那个祈祷的时候，我就觉得我说了什么东西是需要调整的。
Just popped into my mind.
突然一下就进入我的脑海当中了。
I was telling a story about the women who were sitting on the bench.
啊，我刚才就说了那些个坐在椅子上的那些个妇女。
I just remembered.It wasn't that they knew I was a GBC.
哦，就我突然想起来，他们不知道我是 GBC.
They knew I was coming.
他们知道我来了。
And when I came in, they came up to offer me some flowers.
那当我进入屋子的时候，他们就给我献上了一些花。
Somehow they knew I was coming.
他们不知道怎么就知道我要来。
I said, "How did they know I was coming?"
然后我就说了，他们怎么知道我要来
？And the devotees whose flat I was staying in, she said, "Oh, she's the local GBC. She knows everything that's going on."
然后呢，我去看望的那位奉献者就住在那儿的，他就说，他说那个妇女她是我们这个区域的 GBC， 也就是她什么都知道。
And she explained how she knows everything.
啊，然后他就解释他怎么什么都知道。
So she was the local GBC.
啊，所以不是他知道他是 GBC， 是说那个女人那个妇女她是那个当地的 GBC 管理者。
I had to make that correction.
啊，这个我要稍微纠正一下。
Om Agyana Timarandasya Giranjana Salakaya Chakshu Unminitam Ginatasma Shri Gurave Namaha.Bhukam Kuroti Vachalam Pangum Langhaya Tegari Yakripatamaham Hantei Shigunam Dinataram Tama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharane Nivrishesha Shanyavari Vastu Chade Sutarni Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Dvaita Gadadhar Hari Shri Vasudhi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We won't speak too long because we know it's a work night for you. Because we know it's a work night for you. Today's tomorrow's a work day, so we won't speak.
由于我们知道明天大家还得工作，所以今天我们不会说太长。
We'll speak a little bit about this verse and also its context in this chapter.
所以呢，就今天就谈论一下这节诗以及这一章的有关的内容。
Because this chapter is called the contents of the Gita summarized.
因为这一节诗，这一章就是国家梵歌的内容的概要。
And in this chapter, Krishna actually summarizes much of what he's going to speak about more elaborately to Arjuna in the later chapters.
这一章呢，主 Krishna 先讲了一个总体的概要。 然后其他的在其他的章节里是更细节性的讲述。
So as we know, here this verse is very descriptive.
所以呢，我们就看到这节诗的这个描述。
Arjuna was feeling compassion.
阿尔朱呢，当时的感到特别的同情。
As described in the previous chapter.
他同情的内容呢，就是前一节诗当中描述的。
Observing the armies.
他当时去看那个军队。
When Arjuna asked Krishna to please bring his chariot to the line of battle so he could see who was on the opposing side and who was desiring to fight.
当时阿尔朱呢就跟坐他的马车夫的 Krishna 说，请你把马车驾驭到两军阵前，让我看一看对方是谁要打这场仗，谁参战。
Everybody was, both sides were blowing their conch shells.
那个时候呢。 双方阵营里头的那些个战将们都开始吹响了他们自己的那些个各种各样号角喊着。
This was indicating the fight was about to begin.
也就是这就意味着战斗即将开始了。And
Arjuna is looking on the opposing side.
所以那个时候阿朱呢就到了阵前，然后就看对方的阵营。He
saw his teachers.
看到他的老师。
Saw his relatives, so many family members.
看到他的亲戚，那么多的家人都在对方的阵营里。
His grandfather Bhishma was there.
然后还看到他的祖父Bhishma.
The opposing side.
都在对方的阵营里。
And Arjuna began doubting.
所以阿朱呢，当时就产生疑问了。
What will I get from fighting?
就是这样的一种情况，我打仗，我到底能得到什么呢？
How he was feeling, not only was he thinking in that way, but he was feeling compassion because he knew he had to kill him.
他不仅仅是这样的一种感觉，我能得到什么呢？实际上，他是还感受到对他们的同情，因为他知道接下来他就要把他们给杀了。
It's either kill or be killed.
反正结局就是不是杀他们，就是自己被杀。There
are no other options.
没有其他的选择。For
Kshatriya, no other option.
对于Kshatriya战将来说，没有其他的选择。Kill
or be killed.
要么就是杀，要么就是被杀。So
he saw his family members, and then his mind became overwhelmed with grief.
所以呢，当他看到他的家人们都站在战场上的时候，他内心就充满了悲痛。So
this verse is described that seeing Arjuna full of compassion.
所以这一节诗里就在描述说，至尊人看到阿朱呢满心的同情。His
mind depressed.
就感觉到阿朱呢是。 内心是沮丧的,
and his eyes full of tears.
而且看到他的双眼充满了泪水。
Because Arjuna, after he spoke some of his doubts to Krishna.
因为那个时候，阿朱呢已经跟 Krishna 提出了他的疑问了。
He laid down his bow and said,
他当时是把自己的弓甚至放下了。
I shall not fight.
他我觉得我不应该打。
And he gave various reasons why he could not fight.
而且他给出了一些个原因，他理由，他为什么不要打这个仗。
And Prabhupada makes the point that Arjuna was not laying down his bow because he was feeling cowardly.
那这个圣帕帕呢就解释说，尔朱呢之所以放下他的弓，并不是因为内心的软弱。
Because someone may think that could be an option.
因为有些人就会想说，也许他是因为这种胆小而放下弓。
Prabhupada makes the point very clearly that it was not due to a cowardly nature, but he was actually in his heart because he was such an elevated devotee.He was feeling compassion.
所以帕帕呢就解释说，尔朱呢之所以放下弓，不是因为这种软弱，这种害怕，而是因为他作为一个奉献者，他内心是充满了同情。
He was not only feeling compassion for those who are fighting on the opposing side.
他不仅仅去同情站在对方的阵营里要打仗的人。
But he was feeling compassion.For their family members.
他也就是同情他们的家人。
He was thinking, what's going to happen to their families?
他就在想说，这些个战将完了结束了以后，那这些战将的家人怎么办呢？
Who's going to protect them?
谁能够去保护他们的家人呢？
Who's going to protect the women?
谁能够去保护那些个妇女呢？
He was actually, not only was he thinking of their families.
他不仅仅在想他们那些人的家人。
And he was thinking that if the women aren't protected, then there'll be unwanted progeny.
然后他甚至想到了说，如果妇女得不到恰当的保护的话，就会生产出要不得的孩子。
He was even thinking of children yet to take birth.
他甚至想到了那些个根本没有出生的孩子。
What about them?
他们该怎么办？
Because unwanted progeny is called Vana Shankara.
那些个要不得的孩子叫做 Vana Shankara.
Means they're not wanted. They're just.
这意思就是说，这些个孩子他是又不想要，而且也是要不得的。
And therefore, they're not protected also.
那如果他们的父母都不想要他们，而且自己也是要不得，那他们也是得不到保护。
So his compassion was many layers.
所以他的那个同情是一层又一层，一代又一代的那种同情。
It wasn't just those he saw on the other side, but those who weren't even present, and those who weren't even born yet.
所以说他同情的不仅仅是对方的这些个战将，而且还同情没有到场的那些个人，还有甚至没有出生的人。
This is how he was thinking.
这个就是他的想。
So, Krishna was seeing Arjuna's thoughts full of compassion.
所以他 Krishna 就看到 Arjuna 的所有那些个想法是充满了同情心的在想。
And Prabhupada said that the compassion he was feeling was natural for a great devotee.
而且帕帕德在要旨里就解释说，对于一个伟大的奉献者来说，他们的内心充满了这么样的一种同情是很自然的事情。
It's a natural quality of a devotee.To feel compassion for the other's suffering.
也就是奉献者的自然的品质，就是看到他人在受苦就感到同情。
But unfortunately, or fortunately,
但是
depends how you look at it.
但是不幸的是，或者说是幸运的是，那个不幸或者是幸运，就是取决于你如何看问题了。
Arjuna.Had a duty to perform for Krishna.
就是尔朱呢，他要履行对 Krishna 的那个责任，他得履行。
And because he was Kshatriya,
而且由于他是 Kshatriya,
he should be careful about misplaced compassion.
他必须要小心，不要误用他的这个同情。
Because Kshatriya's duty is to protect.
因为 Kshatriya 的职责就是保护。
That's what Kshatriya means.
这个就是 Kshatriya 的意思。
It means to protect from hurt.
就是 Kshatriya 的意思就是保护他人不受伤害。
How does he protect?
那他怎么保护呢？
He protects religious principles.
他必须保护宗教原则。
He fights when there are aggressors who are coming
towards him.
Coming towards his responsible project.
就是他应该是在别人如果开始侵犯他或者侵犯他所保护的那些个民众的时候，他必须应该作战。
Korav has wanted to usurp the kingdom.
啊，这个 Korav 那些人是想要强占他们的王国。
Although the Pandavas were the rightful heirs to the kingdom.
啊，而潘德瓦五兄弟是有权利，就是继承王位的。
And the Pandavas even went back and said, "Please, just give us our own kingdoms."
这个潘德瓦五兄弟都流放回来以后去找那个卡拉瓦的独流旦，他们就甚至要求说，请把我们原来的那个王国还给我们就可以了。
Because our duty as Kshatriyas is to protect those who are dependent on us.
因为我们作为 Kshatriya， 我们的职责是保护那些个托庇于我们的人。
Because a Kshatriya, a king, is supposed to protect his dependents.
因为这个君王 Kshatriya， 他要保护他的臣民。
I was just listening to a lecture Srila Prabhupada 3 days ago.
啊，我呢就是三天前我就听了圣帕巴德讲的这个课。
And Prabhupada was telling the story about once a man came to Ramachandra's palace.
帕帕德在讲课当中讲一个故事，讲到一个人去了主拉玛昌哲的王国宫殿里头。
And he was actually talking, it was a verse from the Bhagavatam about Yudhishthira Maharaj.
因为实际上他当时讲的课就是圣典博迦瓦坛里记载的有关 Yudhishthira 王的那一段。
And how Yudhishthira Maharaj was actually feeling great lamentation after the battle of Kurukshetra.
那个是那一段诗文就是在讲述说在库鲁柴卓战争以后那个尤迪斯蒂尔王内在充满了悲伤。
Because he was thinking that all these people, 63 million, something like that, they were all killed simply to put me as king.
当时这个尤迪斯蒂尔王他觉得特别的难过，就是说在这场18天的库鲁柴卓战争当中死了60多亿，就是那么多的人，为了什么？为了就是把我能够放到王位上。
Yudhishthira was Maharaj was thinking this way after the battle had already taken place.
这个是战争结束了以后尤迪斯蒂尔王一直是这么想的。
And Prabhupada was explaining about that is the duty of the king to protect the progeny.
所以帕帕的就在讲说，作为一个君王，这个保护依靠他的这些个人是君王的职责。
He says when there is a saintly king.
啊，他说如果有这个非常圣洁的君王
，who rules the kingdom.
啊，圣洁的君王如果统治王国的话。
There is no anxiety.
那个王国里头就没有什么焦虑了。
Nobody experiences anxiety under the rule of a saintly king.
也就是说，当一个王国是由圣洁的君王统治的话，这个王国里头就没有人会感到有什么焦虑。
Prabhupada told the story about once when Lord Ramachandra, this man came to this palace, told Lord Ramachandra.
所以帕帕的就讲了一个故事，说在主 Ramachandra 的时代，那么有一个人到了 Ramachandra 的王国宫殿里去。
And he came to complain that his son died.
他当时就找主 Ramachandra 去抱怨说他儿子死了。
He said, "You're the king."
他当时就说你是个君王哎。
Why should a father have to experience the death of his son in your kingdom?
你是个君王，为什么在你的王国里头，一个父亲要去体验他的儿子死在他之前？
Prabhupada just used that as an example.
帕帕德就举这个例子。
In the lecture that I was listening to.
那个时候是我听这个课就是讲那个。
That in kingdom, under the ruling of a saintly king, that there should be no anxieties.
所以帕帕就说了，如果这个君王是圣洁的话，当他统治一个王国的时候，王国里是不应该有这个焦虑这些事儿。
So the Pandavas were trying to negotiate with the Kauravas. We need a kingdom to protect our dependents.
所以当时潘德瓦五兄弟流放回来了以后，就去跟那个卡拉瓦那些个人就是谈判，说我们是差距呀，所以我们需要有这个王国去统治。
It is our duty, our religious duty, to protect.
就是这是我们查趣亚的宗教职责，就是去保护。
And the Yodan said, "I will not even give you a sufficient lamb to put on the head of a pin."
所以那但是呢，杜尤旦当时的回答是什么呢？说我连立锥之力都不会给你们。
No, refused.
所以他完全拒绝了。
So, fight. They had to do.
所以就必须打仗。
Because they had to protect their dependents.
因为他们必须要保护依靠他们的那些臣民。
So therefore, we said, first we said, unfortunately, unfortunately, depends how you look at it.
所以刚才我们就说，不幸的事或者是幸运的事，其实不幸还是幸运是取决于我们从哪个角度去看。
Although Arjuna was feeling his multi-layered compassion.
尽管尔朱呢，以他的那种同情是好几代人的同情，他都有了。
But his actual duty and highest compassion.
但是他的真正的职责是更高的同情。
Which is to do and to act according to his duty in service to Krishna.
也就是什么呢？按照他的职责去为 Krishna 做服务。
In fact, one place Krishna says.Tasmat sadeshu kaleshu mamanusmaranuchita mayapata manopudir tangsi sangsi sangsi asya. He says, Arjuna, perform your prescribed duties of fighting.
所以 Krishna 就跟 Arjuna 说 ，Arjuna 去履行你作战的职责。
And at the same time, think of me.
但是在同时要想着我。
With your activities dedicated to me.
把你的活动献给我。
And your mind and intelligence fixed on me.
而你的心和智都应该专注在我身上。
You will come to me.
这样的话，你就会来到我身边。
So, of course, this is later.
那当然，这个是《薄伽梵歌》后面说的了。
But this.Right now is the beginning of the second chapter.
那这个呢？我们今天学的这节诗是第二章的一开始。
And here Krishna sees Arjuna full of all this compassion, but Prabhupada makes the point in the purport.
所以呢，就是这里在描述的是 Krishna 看到 Arjuna 满心的同情，所以他在他的要旨里头就谈了他的。
It says compassion for the eternal soul is self-realization.
所以呢，他就说。为了永恒的灵魂去同情永恒的灵魂才是觉悟自我。
In fact, in the same lecture I was listening to Srila Prabhupada the other day.
事实上呢，我前另外一天我也听了帕帕的一个讲课。
Prabhupada was explaining that everyone who was killed in Krishna's presence. They attained higher destination.
帕帕在那个讲课里就说了，在那场战争当中。在 Krishna 的面前被杀死的人全都到了更高的世界。
In fact, that was one of the topics Shiva Ramaraj and I were discussing in one of the evening conversations.
所以呢，事实上呢，就是我跟 Shiva Ramaraj 两个人就是每天晚上在讨论的时候，这是这个主题是其中一个讨论的主题。
How does 63 million people all...
being Krishna's presence at the same time. How does they...
How they, could they all see Krishna?
Yes, yes. 当时的战场上六千三百万的人怎么每一个人都能看到 Krishna 呢?
But actually, Prabhupada, we were talking about this also, Prabhupada and another lecture I was listening to before that.
那我们在这么谈论的时候，就想起了我另外一天听到的帕帕德讲的课。
Prabhupada was explaining why the battle of Kurukshetra took place at a Dharmakshetra.
他完了就解释说，为什么库尔柴舍战争是在这个宗教之地啊举行的。
You would think a Dharmakshetra would be not a place for a Kurukshetra, for a battle to take place.
嗯，
You would think a Dharmakshetra would be not be a place for a battle to take place.
嗯，那如果这个 Kurukshetra 就是它不是那个宗教之地的话，那它就不会在那儿举行了。
不是不是，
那什么呀？
一个圣地。一般的情况下，圣地不会作战。
啊，对，一般的情况下，那个圣地不应该在那儿作战。
But Prabhupada was explaining, but no, it was done at a sacred place for everyone's benefit who took part in the fight.
之所以在那儿举行了这场战争，是为了让每一个人都得到利益。
And therefore, everyone who fought in that place.Benefited because it was a sacred place.
嗯，那所以呢，每一个在那个地方战死沙场的人都得到了利益。为什么？因为那个地方是个圣洁的地方。
And Prabhupada went on to explain in this lecture I was listening to.
啊，我当时就听到啪啪的一直不断，一直不断就在讲这个。
He said just like in a village.
啊，这他说就像一个村庄。
He says in a village sometimes there are.Differences of opinion, and people are fighting in the village over one thing or another thing.
嗯，他说就像一个村庄里头啊，有不同的人，然后他们因为有不同的意见，然后就彼此争吵啊，等等。
She said, in Vedic times, though, whenever there were such disputes in the village.
嗯，那但是呢，在韦达时代，每当在这个村庄里有这样的争吵发生
，they would go before a saintly person.
他们就会。大家最后都去找那个圣洁的人
，and they would present their case to the saintly person.
然后就会把他们的那些个事情跟那个圣洁的人说。
And Prabhupada used Sanatan Goswami, his role that he did where he was living. People used to come to Sanatan Goswami.
嗯，然后他就举例子说，这个 Sanatan Goswami 当他活着的时候，在村庄里头，人们有事都去找他。
And this is one of the things Sanatan Goswami used to do, Prabhupada said.
嗯，啪啪的说 ，Sanatan Goswami 有日常工作里头有一个就是这事儿。
He said people who would dispute, they would come before Sanatan Goswami and they would say, "Baba."
啊，然后呢，就是村里头的村民一旦就是有不同的意见不合的时候，就会到 Sanatan Goswami 面前跟他说 "Baba."
Baba means saintly person.
Baba 的意思就是圣洁的人。
And then.One person would tell his side, the other person would tell his side.
啊，然后呢，这个对吵的两个人，每个人都会去讲自己的那个想法。
And then whatever Sanatan Goswami said, they would immediately accept.
啊，然后就等着 Sanatan Goswami 给一结论。Sanatan Goswami 无论说什么，他们就马上接受。
That was the nature of his presence, because of his presence there, everybody accepted him.This saintly person, his decision was final.
所以那个就是他的那个状态。他在那个地方，那个村里头的所有的人都把他视为是圣洁的人，因此他无论做出什么决定，所有的人都接受。
So Krishna was present.
那 Krishna 就在那儿。
And his decision was final.
而他的决定就是最终的决定。
And Prabhupada was explaining, this is why the battle took place in.In Dharmakshetra.
嗯，这就是啪啪的解释说，这就是为什么最后这场战争是在那个圣地啊，宗教之地举行的。
Everyone was benefited by who took part in that battle.
嗯，也就是说，在那个地方举行去作战的话，最后每一个人都会得到他的好处。
I'm oftentimes amazed.
嗯。我经常就是感到特别的神奇。
It happens to me so much.
啊，这种事情在我身上发生那么多次。
When I listen to Prabhupada's lectures regularly.
当我有规律的聆听圣啪啪的讲课。
There's always so many things that come out when I'm speaking on something that I just heard.
啊，就是当我在讲课的时候，我就是啪啪得的我曾经听到的啪啪的讲课就都会浮现在我的。
That's one of the things I did while I was in my semi-seclusion.
这个就是聆听啪啪的讲课，就是其中一个我在自己闭关的时候做的事儿。
Every meal I sat down and just turned on Prabhupada.
啊，我每一次在这个进餐的时候，我都会就把这个帕帕德的讲课录音就开始放着。
Papa covers so many topics in his lectures.
嗯，帕帕德在他讲课里头讲了那么多那么多各种各样的主题话题。
In fact, I'll share something with you.
啊，我呢现在就要跟大家分享一些。
I hope I'm not creating any controversy.
我希望我跟你们分享的东西不要制造任何的这个不一致纷争。
But I have this little machine.
啊，我有这么一个小机器。
And I have this little memory stick I put in the machine.
啊，然后呢，我有一个就是那个记忆卡，我放在那个机器里。
I didn't bring it with me. I left it in my.
啊，我这次没带，他可能怕我们要还是什么？哎，我这次没有带，我放在马普。
It has all Prabhupada's lectures on this little memory stick.
嗯，就是啪啪的所有的讲课，我都放在这个小记忆体里。
And when you turn it on, it immediately goes to the exact same place that you left off.
哦，那每一次当你就是按下那个开关的时候，它就在上一次停的那个。就又开始接着讲。
And all the lectures are in a booklet categorized.
嗯，那所有的这些个课，我都把它给弄成目录了。
So all you have to do is look up which lecture you want to listen to.
嗯，那唯一你要做的就是你想要听哪一个讲课。
And it's codified with a number.
啊，然后那个上面就写着是第几个讲课，那个有数字。
You push in the number.
你就按一下那个数字
Middle lecture
啊，马上那个讲课就开始。
No searching, no nothing.
啊，根本就不需要再去找啊什么的。
It's like a couple picture.
啊
，It's like a desire tree.
啊，这个就这个小机器就像一个这个如愿树一样。
So when I saw that,
啊，所以当我看到这个
，I was thinking, what if we had all these in Russian?
啊，我就在想说，如果在这个俄罗斯，我们都有这个多好。
So I searched and found about, I think it was about 1,700 lectures of Prabhupada in Russian and in English that had been dubbed in Russian.
哦，所以呢，我就寻找，结果我找到了，帕帕德。讲的课里头有1700多个讲课都已经给转翻译成了这个俄罗斯语言。
Because I was thinking that devotees don't listen enough to Srila Prabhupada.
因为我总是觉得这个奉献者听圣帕帕的讲课听得不够多。
They need to hear Prabhupada.
他们需要听帕帕德的讲课。
You have to hear Prabhupada.
大家必须聆听帕帕德的讲课。
So I.Said to the devotee who made this little machine.
啊，所以我就跟那个制作了这个小机器的那个奉献者说
，If I give you all these lectures with dubbed in Russian, will you produce the same thing?
啊，就如果我把这个翻译成俄罗斯语的这些啪啪的讲课给你的话，你能不能给我做出同样的东西
？And it's almost done.
啊，这个几乎就快做出来了。
And I already have 200 units on hold.
啊，他说他已经有200个人，就是已经就什么就预定了。
I'm just going to give them to all the leaders and say, now there's no excuse.
啊，接下来我就会给那个地区的所有的领导人说，现在你们就没有理由了。Translate to Russian.But the same time, Papa speaking.
Yes. Papa speaking and then the dub. You hear both. Papa speaking and the dub.
Oh, okay.
The wheels are turning. I see it happening already. Yeah.
That's a great job,
yeah.
It's a lot
of work. But
have to do
it's
it.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
But then the devotees can.
The problem is that we are not used to hear his,
English.
Yeah. I know. I wasn't either.
Yeah, but because you every day listen, then you become used to, right? Okay, so we can also try.
In fact, anyways, when I got my first lecture, Prabhupada, I used to go rewind it, because I couldn't understand Prabhupada's diction either.
Yeah, okay. 所以刚才我是马里后，他是知道我脑子就开始转了。然后呢，我说确实是，如果有可能的话，虽然这是一个特别艰巨的、浩大的工程，但是也许就得做。但是我们的问题就是，我们不熟悉帕帕德的那个口音。然后他就说，当他得到帕帕德第一个讲课的时候，他一直不断的就是倒带，就不断的从听那同一个句子。
Anyways, we're talking about Prabhupada. I mean, talking about Arjuna's compassion.
现在我们把话题拉回来，我们再谈阿尔朱纳的同情。
And Prabhupada says, compassion for the eternal soul is self-realization.
所以帕帕德在这里要旨里就说了，如果我们能够同情永恒的灵魂，这才是觉悟自我。
So we were explaining how Arjuna's compassion was to fight.
所以呢，我们刚才就在解释说，有关这场战争，阿尔朱纳的同情心是什么？Because
by fighting, he was actually fulfilling the highest compassion.
所以阿尔朱纳必须得打仗，因为他打了仗以后，他就能够实现更高的那个同情。Which
was to execute Krishna's will.
也就是说，执行了至尊人 Krishna 的意愿。Who
was personally present. In the battle,
而至尊人本身亲自到了那个战场上。
Not only was he personally present, but he was driving Arjuna's chariot.
而且他不仅仅是自己亲自到了战场上，他是在驾驭阿尔朱纳的那辆马战车。
And Prabhupada also says in the same purport.
帕帕德在要旨里头也说。
He says that compassion for the dress of a drowning man is senseless.
说这个。 对落入无知之羊的人来说，只救他的衣服、粗糙的物质躯体，拯救不了他的，没什么意义。
In the early days, we used to do little skits, little dramas on our Sunday feast program.
就是在早期的时候，我们曾经在星期天的那个活动里头，总是演一个小的短剧。This
was one skit that we used to do.
这个是我们做的一件事情。This
people were in a boat, and a man falls out of the boat.
那个小的短剧就是有一个人在划船，然后另外一个人就掉到水里去了。And
the devotee who's playing the person inside the boat, he takes all the clothes and brings them on board.
然后呢，那个奉献者就演那个在船上的那个人，就一直不断的把那个掉到水里头的人的衣服一件一件的捞上来。This
is meant to display. Compassion for the dress of a drowning man.
这个短剧就是为了表明说，只是救人的物质躯体没有什么意义。And
he would show himself so happy that he had the clothes.
然后呢，那个就是演员演那个所谓救人、救衣服、捞衣服的那个人，他特别开心。每捞起一件衣服，他就觉得特开心。But
the man was still in the ocean.
但是那个掉到水里头的那人还在水里头呢。
There was a lot I was going to speak about tonight.
当然了，今天晚上我有好多的想法。Because
there's a lot of points that need to be covered for the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita.
因为在这个第二章《国家梵歌》的第二章里头，有好多好多的重点可以讲。
Because we said this chapter is the contents of the Gita summarized.
因为我们说了，这个第二章是整个《国家梵歌》的概述。
And the first part of the chapter is Arjuna, his more doubts.
这个《国家梵歌》的第一章是在讲阿尔朱纳，他看完了这个战场以后，他有了很多的疑问。But
there are other important topics discussed in the second chapter of the Bhagavad Gita.
那但是呢，其他的很多重要的要点都在第二章里头在谈。Because
after Arjuna expresses all his doubts, then Krishna gives him knowledge, jnana.
因为阿尔朱纳在提出了自己的各种疑问以后，Krishna 给了阿尔朱纳知识 ，Gyana。
When he speaks about the nature of the soul，
他也就是在谈有关灵魂的本质。
how the soul is eternal.
啊，灵魂它是永恒的。
And how the soul changes bodies just as a person changes dress.
嗯，谈到了说，就像一个人更换衣服一样，灵魂不断的进入不同的躯体。
How the soul is never slain, even when the body is slain.
嗯，而且也谈到了说，躯体被毁了以后，灵魂永不被毁灭。
Soul cannot be burned by fire.
灵魂不被火烧
can't be moistened by water.
啊，这个水也不能够把它沾湿
cannot be withered by the wind.
啊，这个风也不能把它吹干
cannot be cut by sword.
用刀也不能够把灵魂给切
This is knowledge, Gyana.
所以这些都是知识 Gyana.
So, Krishna gives this knowledge to Arjuna.
所以 Krishna 就在给 Arjuna 所有这些知识
Then Krishna starts to speak aboutKamakanda.
接下来 Krishna 就在谈 Kamakanda 功利性活动
Well, there's different types. He speaks about Karma Yoga.
啊，然后又谈了 Karma Yoga 活动瑜伽
Kamakanda means the persons who are attached to fruitive results.
啊 ，Kamakanda 梵文的意思就是功利性活动，一个人执着于功利性活动。
And they perform various types of sacrifices to enjoy those results.
啊，这种人呢，他就会做不同的祭祀，为了得到那个更高的享乐。
But then there's karma yoga.
然后还有 karma yoga 活动瑜伽。
There's two types of karma yoga.
啊，然后活动瑜伽分两种。
One is called sakama karma yoga, and the other is called nishkama karma yoga.
啊，所以一个叫 sakama karma yoga， 一个叫 nishkama karma yoga。
Sakama karma yoga。Means is when one is he wants to enjoy some result, he's still attached.
嗯，那个 Sakama Kama Yoga 的活动瑜伽的意思就是说，他从事这样的瑜伽，但是他还是想要去享受一些个活动的结果。
And the first thing Krishna says to Arjuna.
啊 ，Krishna 对 Arjuna 说的第一件事就是。
He says, "You should fight. It's your duty."
啊，他说你应该。出于你的职责去打仗
，and if you win, you'll enjoy your kingdom.
啊，那你这样的话呢？你如果赢了，你就会得到整个王国。
If you lose, you'll go to heaven.
你如果输了，你就到天堂星球去。
He was appealing. First, he's speaking about Sakama Kama Yoga.
所以实际上 ，Krishna 一开始跟 Arjuna 讲的是 Sakama 活动瑜伽。
And he says, if you perform your duty, then people will have respect for you.
而且呢，还跟他说，如果你履行你的职责，人们就会尊重你。
If you don't perform your duty, then people will look badly upon you.
如果你不履行你的职责，人们就会瞧不起你，轻视。
He was appealing to Arjuna on this platform.
啊，所以呢，他是在 Sakama 的活动瑜伽这个层次在跟 Arjuna 讲话。
Then he starts to describe Nishkama Kama Yoga.
然后接下来他谈 Nishkama 活动瑜伽
Nishkama Kama Yoga is when one combines the gyan, the knowledge.
Nishkama 活动瑜伽就是说一个人他要带着知识
And his attachment to work.
啊，他是有知识的。那么他依恋的不是那个活动的享受活动的结果，他是活动的本身，他依恋这个。
When you put them both together,
你把这两者放在一起
，knowledge and his attachment to work.
啊，也就是说，一个是知识，一个是喜欢那项活动。
It's gradually supposed to bring one to the platform of detachment.
那这两个结合在一起去活动的话，一个人就会逐渐的变得。不再执着了。
One's motivated to work because he's attached.
嗯，那一个人他就是有那个动机去活动，意味着他是执着什么
？But because of his knowledge, he gives it to Krishna.
啊
，the fruit to Krishna.
啊，但是呢，由于他又有那个正确的知识，所以他虽然喜欢那个活动，他去做了，可是他把那个活动献给 Krishna.
So he goes from Gyan to Sakama, Kama Yoga, Nishkama Kama Yoga.
嗯，所以呢。Krishna 给 Arjuna 讲的时候，就是 Sakama 活动瑜伽，然后 Nishkama 活动瑜伽，一步一步往上升。
And then he gets to the point of working in Krishna consciousness.
然后接下来他就开始讲说，应该怀着 Krishna 意识去活动。
Which is actually the ultimate objective and the goal of his message to Arjuna.
那而这个才是他 给尔朱呢讲述整个这个知识的最终的目的。
One who acts in Krishna consciousness.
也就是要怀着 Krishna 意识去活动。
And all of these.Topics are actually covered in the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita.
那刚才我谈到的所有这些东西都是在第二章里面概述性的谈论。
But this is simply the introduction, and there's much more we can say in this verse.
所以呢，这个只不过就是一个，我现在谈的只不过就是一个介绍。其实这里有那么多那么多可以谈的。
Does anybody have any questions?
大家现在有什么问题吗？Normally, Taiwan is devoted, never have questions. Not like Mother China, you always so many questions. They always after lecture, they're silent.
Okay, let's just have a short kirtan moment.
Okay, 所以呢，让我们再来一些短短的kirtan。